News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy out there at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. The Walmart in Trenton remains closed after a fire Tuesday morning caused massive smoke damage to the inside, Quinte West Fire Department says. Deputy Fire Chief Dan Smith says the fire broke out in the back storage room and was put out quickly by firefighters. But the smoke damage was the bigger problem for the store, he says, with the entire building having filled with smoke.
The damage, it was contained just to the back storage room, to just one area of racking. It was more of the smoke damage that's the major issue, which was, again, spread throughout the entire store.
The store is still being looked at, but Smith says there could be over $4 million worth of damage done to the Walmart.
The original numbers that were floating around was about $10,000 in actual fire damage, and then around the $4 million mark in smoke damage, although that is unconfirmed numbers.
The cause of the fire is still being investigated by the fire marshal, and Smith says he doesn't know when the investigation will be over. Smith says the Walmart was first expected to be closed for a week, but that it may be a little longer before it reopens again. And Toronto police say 9 people, including 6 teens and a 12-year-old, are facing extreme weapon-related charges. Police say they searched a North Toronto home Tuesday and laid 111 charges. They say officers sized 2 machine pistols and 88 rounds of ammunition. Investigators say a 16-year-old girl, 2 16-year-old boys, 2 17-year-old boys, and a 12-year-old girl are charged. Also charged are a 39-year-old Toronto woman, whose name has not yet been released, as well as Abu Dahali Hansen, 18, and Nicole Brand, 24. Charges range from careless storage of a firearm to possession of a restricted firearm with ammunition and tampering with the serial number of a firearm. Alberta's top court has upheld the conviction of a man who tortured and starved his roommate 6 years ago. Dustin Paxson, now 36, was convicted of aggravated and sexual assault in 2012. He was also declared a dangerous offender and is serving an intermediate prison sentence. Court heard that Paxson humiliated, starved, beat, and sexually assaulted his roommate over 18 months while they lived together in both Alberta and Saskatchewan. The victim was dropped off near death at a Regina hospital in 2010. The man, who cannot be identified, testified during the trial in Calgary that he suffered from a traumatic brain injury from the abuse and can no longer hold a job. Paxton's lawyers argued the trial judge made errors, showed biases, and shouldn't have excluded a defense expert who found the victim's testimony unreliable. Canada's top soldier general, Jonathan Vance, says a Canadian Forces hospital is now up and running in northern Iraq and ready to treat anyone who was brought in, including ISIL fighters. Vance told a Commons committee that the medical facility, which includes 3 surgeons, started operating in the last few days and will not deny any medical support to anyone injured on the battlefield, including enemy combatants.
We would never deny medical support to any casualty on the battlefield.
While that position is consistent with the Geneva Conventions, of which Canada has long been a signatory, it's unlikely Canadian troops would receive the same treatment from Islamic State group. It has showed a blatant disregard for the rules of war and has routinely executed prisoners. That's QNET News on 91X to 304. In sports news, 2 of the NHL's top snipers will take center stage tonight in Washington. Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals will take on Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. The only other game has Calgary at home to Arizona. The Toronto Raptors will try to bounce back tonight after last night's loss to Cleveland. Toronto will entertain the Golden State. The Warriors have won 4 games in a row to move into second place in the NBA's Western Conference standings. Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III is cleared for a non-contract drills but isn't ready to practice. He has been sidelined since breaking a bone in his shoulder in the season opener. Griffin's injury was the first of several key ones for the Browns, who have been forced to play 6 different quarterbacks over the season. And warmer weather is to blame for the cancellation of the Men's World Cup downhill races in Lake Louise. Alpine Canada says it's the first time in 29 years that the International Ski Federation has canceled off a World Cup at the venue. The season opening was scheduled for November 26. Free agent pitcher Charlie Morton is signing with the Houston Astros. He has a two-year deal with the team. The right-hander made just four starts last season for Philadelphia before tearing his hamstring. Morton has 46 wins over 9 years in the big leagues. And Ottawa will serve as the host of Canada's first-round Davis Cup World Group tie against Britain in early February. Matches will be played on an indoor hard court at the TD Place Arena, Tennis Canada announced today. Canada hasn't played a Davis Cup tie in the nation's capital since a 5-0 win over Jamaica in a Group 2 zonal tie at the Ottawa Athletic Club in February 1994. Canada is competing in the Elite 16-game World Cup for a sixth straight year after defeating Chile 5-0 in the World Group playoffs last September. The winner of the February 3-5 tie will advance on the World Group quarterfinals. Britain's team is anchored by world number one Andy Murray, while Canada's top singles player is fourth-ranked Milos Raonic of Thornhill, Ontario. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, cloudy for the rest of the day with a 30% chance of showers. Wind becoming northwest, 20 kilometers an hour, early this afternoon. High of 11. Tonight, fog patches developing after midnight. Wind northwest, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming lighter earlier this evening. A low of plus 2. At 3:07, it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at 4.